I had an interesting weekend. I was pretty sick and almost didn't run the half marathon that I had scheduled, but decided, hey, worst comes to worst, I have a bad race, the world will keep spinning. So I jumped in the car and headed that way. When all was said and done, I crossed the finish line. I ended up with a personal best of over 15 seconds a mile in a race that I almost walked away from because I didn't think I would be at my best. And when I regained composure, settled in a little bit, I had to wonder how many times almost has gotten in my way. How many times a simple decision to stop, to not go or wait for later has changed the outcome of my life. How many times has it changed the world? How many potential bestsellers were almost started? How many potential greats almost stuck with it? How many friendships almost remained intact? Think about how fickle our world is. How these simple decisions to start, to go, to not drop the pen or hit the snooze button can change everything. And after that race, I told myself that I will never get in my own way again. I will never sell myself short. I will do everything in my power to be on the right side of almost. The worst outcome is so much better than wondering. You know, and there are moments that we question if it's worth it, if it matters, if there really will be payout. And being pragmatic, you know, maybe there will, maybe there won't. But the moments that we remember in life, the things that end up meaning the most to us, they don't come from almost jumping. They're born from the recognition that failure will not kill us. An opportunity hides behind mountains of almost. You know, you can do what you've always done, or you can go further. You can keep your stories and ideals locked away in your head, or you can share them with the world. You can worry about the collapse, or you can build. Change the architecture of humanity, contribute something extraordinary, not be a victim of almost, but go in with the intent of leaving a mark, of holding your ground. You know, there are no certainties in life, that's for sure. But I can promise if you never leave, my friend, you will never arrive. And with so many potential destinations out there, who wants that? Who wants to pay the cost of admission and not see the show? Be the person 30 years from now, talking, joking with your friends, family, and teammates about how you almost didn't go. You almost said no. You almost let your insecurity and doubt get the best of you. But then you took a step back and you remembered what matters. I once heard a metaphor that our existence is like standing behind a curtain with tears or holes, and reality becomes which holes we decide to look through when we're peering out at the world on the other side. What do we want to see? And this message, well, it's for whoever out there feels like giving up or folding their hand. Whoever's been waiting for things to change but only sees the clock moving forward, this is a reminder that the very thing you need is on the other side of that curtain. And you don't need to change who you are. You just need to position yourself.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent spent your life working for. My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
To see it. Because it's there and you're ready. When life hurts, we might have every reason to be in pain, to feel lost or confused, but I always find it to be a beautiful reminder that we also have every reason to seek out from that pain something we've never been before. Why is it that our greatest accomplishments come when our backs are to the wall? Our greatest acquisitions after losing something dear to us? Why is it that we find ourselves and our way only after being lost? I've never heard someone say, "Thank God I never changed or left or tried something new." No, it's thank God the adversity forced upon me the courage to evolve into something more. Pain is to our potential what water is to a seed. It's the beginning of everything, unshackling, opening the gate, and making us realize we were sitting on the answers. That adversity doesn't stop you, it makes you stronger. That the down times lift you up. That when you lose yourself, you find a part of you that can now become the bridge to your future. See, I understand that things are difficult and challenging. I understand they're not easy, and I'm not asking you to pretend it's not happening or ignore it or close your eyes. I'm asking you to find amidst all of this that one thing that will get you to tomorrow. I'm asking you to find the courage to say, yes, this hurts. Yes, I'm stretched thinner than I've ever been, but I'm still going to find a way. I'm still going to make it happen. Because at the end of the day, you won't remember what hurt or what stood in your way, but you'll remember what you did about it. You'll remember how you arranged those pieces. How when your instincts said run, you stopped and built something you'll never forget. Somewhere along the way, we all come face to face with the gatekeeper, watcher of the road ahead, protector of the path before us. He is your defining moment. The reason you either go home or push forward. He's where your story ends or begins. And see, I've met him before many times, this gatekeeper, guardian of all that's worth possessing, acquiring, and conquering. I've witnessed the pain he inflicts, the doubt he manufactures, the obstacles he creates. And what's interesting about the things in life worth having is that they're never easy to obtain. The universe has this way of making sure you really want those things you say you want. Because a lot of people talk, and they wish, and they project. But what they fail to see is that it's not until the wheels hit the road that the truth materializes. There is a cost for everything. You don't get day without night, or courage without fear, or bliss without pain. The road to every kingdom travels through hostile territory, and the harder you pull that arrow back, the more power it contains as it leaps forward. Resistance in life, it's not a detriment. It is a simple triage process in which only those willing to endure the cost of excellence are able to access its bounties. You can have all the world if you give all of yourself. The question is, when the gatekeeper approaches and it's decision time, what's your move? We are a product of the pain we endure, the sacrifices we make, the struggles we overcome. Let's not complicate that which is simple. It's not the universe, but your mind that needs convincing. Because once that floodgate opens, water is walkable, walls are climbable. Once you empower yourself, the status quo is left powerless, with no option but to watch you bend life to your will. It's not during the easy times, but the midst of your journey, the heart of your race, when you most wanna pack your bags and call it a day, that gatekeeper stands before you, hand extended, whispering that you want it, but maybe not that bad. And it's in that exact moment that you dig deep, look him in the eyes, and show that there was never a doubt. Only belief. And no matter what awaits, you'll endure, you'll break through. Because gatekeeper or not, that's who you are.